Kudvak, we're up to the end of Siman Kufayin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches. Yet Hashem, we hope to cover, to complete the Siman tonight. It was a very gishmak a Siman, a very negay a Siman, just wasn't enough time to talk about more practical application, but this is Maitz Mechoyim, the whole Siman. Tonight, Sif Yud Ches, Sif Yud Ches, is somewhat unique, different, I guess, than the rest of the Siman in terms of, it deals with the same dynamics of Akdamas Mois in different fashions, something that we, as a layman, we got used to in corporate America, we wouldn't even think twice about it, and that is insurance. We're going to talk tonight about different forms of insurance, and Yud Ches and Yud Ches are both different ways to have an insurance policy, whether it's insurance policy and shipping insurance policy, if something gets ruined to the cargo, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, annuities, pensions, you name it. And even we'll discuss even maybe a lottery to boot. Okay, let's start and we'll see how it plays itself out. Sakta Makabas Sif Yud Ches. Lahavos Dina Zahav Hashav Achav Dinorim Alachrayes Sfina Hahayleches Me'eve Liyam Vishitin Loi Beshuv Achav Dala Dinorim is Asa. If I would pretend I am an insurance company. The way I work it is backwards. The way we don't do this today with Derek Lyle. It's the inverted way we do it today. But if I, as an insurance company, will give you the $20 or whatever, you're afraid that you have a chayis on the sfina, $100 on the sfina, whatever it is. In this case, it happens to be chav dinarim. I'll give you the chav dinarim right now. Now you can import the schoira from Venezuela, whatever it is, the line. If anything goes wrong with on the sfina, it means you lose the 20 dinarim of goods on the sfina sinks, keep the 20 dinarim. So you were paid up front, insurance policy. But if everything worked out fine and you don't deserve this insurance, because the payout, that is, you don't deserve this payout of insurance because everything worked out, so then you got to give me back that, those chav dinarim. But really, you have to give me back chav dala. I'm then to make money too. So it means $4 will be like a premium that you have to pay for the insurance policy. And the chav dinarim come back to me because nothing happened. I mean, let's just play it out. You could have done it the fair character way. So let's try to explain maybe one reason why we did it like this. Balabatish, let's say we don't trust the insurance companies. We're afraid that they're going to run away with our money and they're never going to cover. So we want to make sure that we're secure. So we tell them to make their payout first. Give it to us, and then if everything is fine, we'll give you back the payout plus a premium, or if it goes under, at least I got my payout already. Now the Makaba, I'm just making it more drastic and more, Makaba doesn't say that. Makaba just says that I gave you the chav dinarim, and you gave me the chav dala back. We didn't break it down that the chav is for the chav, for the insurance, and the four is for the premium. It's in one lump sum. I give you chav now, and when the sfina arrives, that's when you have to give me chav dala. Should the sfina not arrive, you don't have to give me back anything. And that the Mechaber says that it's also both these halachas, Sif Yud Ches and Sif Yud Ches, are both from the Rivash, two different ways of doing insurance. But this halacha, this case, is also. Now the Ramah continues. We're going to have to get back to the Mechaber, but you know what? Maybe I should do the Mechaber already now. Then the Ramah has a slightly different case. It's really maybe not on the Mechaber. So let me talk about the Mechaber now. The Mechaber thought, or at least the Havamina, the Tzad to say that this should be Mutter, is that since the Noisein was Mechaber Achrayis, that should something happen, in this case, should the Sfina go under, he doesn't have to be paid back at all. That was the Noisein, the Malvah's Achrayis. So it's as if the Malvah gave money with achrayis attached to the money. Let's try to see this. It's as if there's achrayis attached to the money that's still on the malva. A typical halva is I give you money, now you could spend this money. Whether or not you use the money yet, the money is already yours and you have complete achrayis on the money, and should the money get lost tomorrow or blow up, you still owe me the money. So normal halva, by its very nature, means that the achrayis is on the loiva. In this case, the malva kept a degree of achrayis on himself. Means he removed it from the loiva. Normally it should have been on the loiva, but he said that if the sfina goes under, if there's going to be an oinus on the sfina, I maintain the achrayis, and therefore you won't have to pay me back. So since this is not like a typical halva, because the achrayis is still on the malva, maybe that should make it mutter. The reverse said that case will maybe lower it down a notch and make it only also midrabbanan, and avagribas, that's not going to make it mutter. And mitzad, insurance, that it says how to do it, and we'll wait for Sifyei Tes, how to do the insurance. But I would like to focus on the other nekuda of the Rivash, and that is that this, to be makabel achrayis, that the malva maintains achrayis, that's not going to be a heta to lend money. Now, the Mechaber doesn't tell you what type of achrayis. Pashas achrayis is all achrayis. If the Sfina gets, if something happens and it hits an iceberg and it sinks, or if pirates come and steal the goods, Avdafka, the Sfina is going to go under. It could be Gneva, Aveda, if for some reason the goods fall off the boat. It could be, that's Aveda. It could be anything. Any type of problem here. All achrayis, the Nisim, the Marva will retain, and Ava Pikein, it's awesome. Yes. Yeah, the Aris Machtas issue here that the Rivash discusses and the Zilam Machlokes in Reish Zayin, just to address it very simply, oversimplifying it, is that Asmachta, according to some Shitas, doesn't apply when the event, the Oinis, the Knas, whatever it is totally out of control of both parties. So here, whether the Sfina is going to go under or get nenas or whatever it is or not, has nothing to do with the malv and the loiv, and therefore, in that case, asmacht is kanya, according to some rishonim. So let's go with those rishonim. The Rivash, Smaklek, Zadvaz, whatever, you can look in Pesach Tshuva discusses examples. But good. Let's assume that this is the case, that the smachta would be kanya in such a case, that the Mechaber says is still asa, although it's only asa midrabanan. Now, we have a halacha later on in Kufayin Vav, which the Elam didn't learn yet, but over there, at the beginning of Kufayin Vav, the Ramah is matir, I could lend you money and tell you, it's a major chiddush, major heta, it's not muskim, but I could lend you money and tell you that the achrayis on this money is mine. If something happens to this money, it's my headache. If you want to spend it, and before you spend it, it gets lost, or it's nenas, it's my achrayis. You don't have to pay me back at all. And there the Ramah brings down from a Trumas Adeshin that that's mutter. If the Noisein, the Malva, keeps the entire achrayis, not just achrayis of Oinsim, but even achrayis of Gneva of Aveda, that makes it Ois Hava, that's a regular Schiris, or whatever, however you want to be Madame, but it's not Hava. And what is not Hava, it's completely Mutta. That's the Ramah. And the Darki Moshe over there, or maybe in Kofayin Zayin, points out that these two halachas are mutually exclusive. You can't have our Rivash and have the Trumas Adeshin at the same time, because in our Rivash it seems that even though the Noisein kept a degree of achrayis on him, kept achrayis of Noisein, or well, let's say Pashas, the Darki Moshe Olam, kept all achrayis on him, nevertheless it's also, so Zayin only also with the Rabbanim, but it's still also. And over there in the Trumas Hadeshin's case, it says that if the Malva keeps both sets of achrayis, like Neva Aveda, Sai Oinsin, then it's Mutter. If he only accepts one of the two, then Avada is also. If he only accepts Oinsin, or he only accepts Neva Aveda, that will be also. But if he accepts both, there it's Mutter, and over here the Mechaber says it's also. So the Dr. Moshe points out to Stira.
$4 more.
Sorry?
It's Mutter to take another $4.
Correct. It's Mutter because it's like a rental payment. I'm giving you the money. It's my, if I give you a pagod, I could rent you my car. I'm like sort of renting you my money. I keep total achrayis. You have to pay me just a rental fee, the $4, whatever it is. But the money still is like mine because I maintain achrayis, so that's going to be mutter. Sorry?
Is it renting money also?
Okay, so that's the halakha. Kufayin Vav talks about renting money is also. And over there, that's what the Ramah is saying, that the whole is of renting money is only if the Noisein doesn't take achrayis. But if the Noisein has all the achrayis, Sai Gneva Vaveda, Sai Oinsen, on himself, if the Malva retains that achrayis, then its mutter is not considered like a halva.
He only takes achrayis until the person's
finished. Okay, so that's... We should wait for Kufayin Vav about that. It's a good halva. Pashtus, he's going to have to take achrayis throughout. You have to know how that achrayis is mugdar. But let's go with, I believe it's the Tosfos HaRosh that says that he takes on achrayis that should the mekabel lose this money, or let's say he buys now a table with it and loses the table, or loses all his assets, actually. His whole lock, stock, and barrel, he has no assets to pay back. He becomes an oni, he doesn't have to pay back the loan.
In this case, on the air, he put the
$20
in escrow.
Oh, no, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He didn't put $20. He lent him the $20 up front. He had the recipient, the loiv, had a right to use the money right now. If it wouldn't be our vote, we wouldn't have a problem with Rivers.
So, and if he gave the guy the money, would he said, I'm giving you...
But if you can't spend it, then it's a bacardin. But he gave him, our case was, he gave him the $20 up front, he could spend the money.
What's the difference between this and an investor?
Our case, in Chassid Yechez, no, I'm giving you the $20, and I'm telling you that if the, that this is your guarantee, your security, that if your goods and your Svina go... You're not buying the goods. No, I don't want the goods. I'm giving you the $20, and now you're comfortable. You're afraid you have $20 worth of goods, 20 dinarim worth of goods on the boat, and you're afraid that the boat might go under. You can't, that's not the business you're in. You can't suffer, absorb such a loss or such a risk. So therefore, I do that. That's my company. I take on risk. I'm an insurance company, and I'll give you the $20 up front, and like this, you're secure. But if everything goes well, you have to pay me back 24. So the question is, how come over here when you makabel a krayis, is it us, and over there it's mutter? This is the million-dollar question.
Over there, isn't the krayis on the money itself over here?
Okay, very good. Very good. It's one tez. Okay. Let me just go in order. We'll go through a bunch of terutzim, and then if Dalem has any more terutzim, we'll take them too. The first tez is the shak on kufayim zayin. Very much he likes the Trumas Hadeshin lahalacha. He holds that the Trumas Hadeshin's case of Kufayim Vav is mutter lahalacha, that you could, as long as the malva keeps achai, sai gneva vaveda, sai yointin, it's mutter. And he says, al kokun, and you have to say that our case is talking about that you only kept achrayis of yointin. Means he was only, the deal was that if the ship gets shipwrecked or whatever, gets sunk, that's a fine. But if the pirates come, or any other Gneva Aveda type of oinus, then it's your headache. I'm only insurance here, I'm insuring oinsim. I'm not insuring Gneva Aveda. That's already not an act of G-D, and therefore I'm not being Makab. Only Makab of Vaket, only oinsim Goma. That's the Shach's. Gneva Veda is a degree of Einstein, and it's not the same as Einstein Gemurim. And I'm not, Gneva Veda is your headache. So, Vivite, you are still a cry of a Gneva Veda, so then it's going to look like Ahava, and that's also in that Gradin Kofa involved. The Rambam says that if the Loiva has Chiva Christ of Gneva Veda, Taka is also. The Het is only if the Malva has both a cry of Gneva Veda and a cry of Einstein. So that's the Shach's Eta. It's a major Ha'amata in the Makava. You have to now read it in the Tshuva as well. But it's a major amos in the Makab and the Chokhmah Zodim. When he brings it down, he says, no, our case is talking about even if you Makab l'chai, Sai Gneva v'Aveda, Sai Oinsen, not like the Shach. Second teretz is, which is what the Olam suggested, is that there's a chilek on what the achrayis was on. What was the Kabbalah achrayis of the Malva? Over there, the Kabbalah achrayis was directly on the money that he gave. I gave you a $100 loan, but don't call it a loan. I'm not giving you a loan because you're not achrayi on this $100. I'll keep all achrayis on this loan, on this money that I'm giving you, on this advancement. So I'm keeping all achrayis. So since on this very money, I maintain the achrayis, it can't be considered halva. In our case, the $20 I'm giving you, you're achrayi. If you lose it, it's your headache. If it gets nanas, it's your problem. I'm just pegging against that a different set of achrayis that should the boat go under, then you don't have to pay me back. But if the boat's fine and comes to shore, then you have to pay me back. So in that case, where the achrayis is not under this money, who is really achrayi for this money is the loiva, then that's already a halva, even though kinegedat is a different achrayis on the svina. That's the tferes l'moishel, or kivega brings it down in kufayim vav. And the third teretz is the chavis das, or tchilik I should say, his mashmoyis at the chavis das and kufayim zayin is moida to this chilek at Tveres L'Moshe, but nevertheless over here he says a different chilek, and he says that it's a chilek what you say. Do you say I am lending you money, or do you say I am renting you money? It's totally on the lashon. The Tveres L'Moshe bavons the chavis das. He says, and don't tell me it's only on the lashon because that's a doichek. But the chavis das by us says yes, it's totally on the lashon. If I rent you money and I keep achrayis, that's fine. But if I lend you money and I keep achrayis, since I told you I'm lending you money, that's already also zazayin also midrabanan. But that's also because you see ahava. He told him that he's lending him money. So it depends on what the lashon you use. So basically, we have three terutzim. And one is an akimta that here taka took me only achrayis of oinsin, but should I have taken achrayis of gneva and aveda as well, the taka would be motor. Second is no, that is also because this is not the achrayis directly on the money. And the third teretz of the chazas is also this case is us, even if he takes on gneva v'aveda, because he used a lashon schiris, a lashon havah. Mashenkin over there in kufayim vav was where he used a lashon schiris, that's when it's going to be mutter. Based on this lamdis, let's bring out halacha lemaisa, things that we do, tak teglach in corporate America. The Mashag says, based on this rivash, that one could argue that when you lend money to a corporation, or if you are mafkid mois in a bank, which is a corporation, Then it's not Otsa Midaraisa. It may even be Mutsa Midarabanan, but it's Zuchin at Otsa Midaraisa. Just like you see in the case of Riavosh, where the Noisim was Makabal Achrai, should the cargo and the Svina go, the Loiva doesn't have to pay him back. So too, Zakta Mashag, every time you lend money to the corporation, in English that means that should all the assets of the corporation go under, he doesn't have to pay you back. That it is no personal liability. It is only corporate liability. If you take on personal liability in addition to the corporate liability, it's going to be it's right. We're talking about when there's only corporate liability. So basically, you can't go after the Buddha directly. Who are you going to, there's no one to come and man. The only one you come on is the assets of the company. Should all the assets of the company go under, you have no one to collect. So the assets of the company is like the boat, the assets on the boat, the cargo. And should that company, that boat, go under, I can't come and get back my money, so therefore it can't be also midaraita. And he says, I am min kabel even achayta gneva aveda, because if the assets of the company get lost, not only on the noinis gama, but even through gneva aveda, vaita I can't collect from the company. No matter what, if for some reason the company loses money, I'll take even vaita, he doesn't say it, but if even the company loses money, derech pshia, I have no one to come to. There's no liability, there's no checks and balances there. Okay. Okay, yeah, if the Enron scandal, maybe there's more the legislation about a greater degree of achrayis.
I think you're insured.
Sorry?
I think you're insured.
I'm insured by FDIC, and only up to $100,000. We're talking about big money here. But anyway, the insurance here is anyway zaitig. The bank themselves are not achroy to pay me back anything. So therefore, since I took on... In other words, it's the equivalent of taking on the Christ of Gneva Vaveda anointing, Zot Mashank, it's not Osam Midaraisa. And then he says, let's go through the truth. If you all like the Teretz of the Shach, that whenever you talk on Gneva Vaveda, it's Mutta, even if it's Zaita Achrayis, then it's going to be Mutta, even Lechatchila, it's Mutta, even Midrabana. But if you learn like the Teretz Lamoisha, that the Chiluk is that over there, it was Zaita Achrayis, Mashankin, Ben Kufa and Gimel, over there it was Achrayis on the money, that's why it's mutter. Mashenga kufa and gimel zaita achrayis, that's why it's also. So in the bank's case, it's also going to be also because the achrayis you're taking on is not on the money you're depositing, it's on zaita kum money. So in a chanami, then you will be also midrabanan. And so too, like the chavis does, the same thing, that if you're lending, like if you lend the corporation money, that's going to be a problem. When you put money in the bank, they couched it instead of calling it that you're lending the bank money, you're depositing the bank money. That was a nice way to make you think that everything is secure. You're really not depositing the money, you're lending the money. They're not going to keep it in the safe for you. But so I'm willing to say that deposit the same lotion as Alva, so Vait is going to be awesome with the Rabbanon. Good, but it looked like that territory to have it start. I'm not up to it. 1 second.
Why is the nice Mechamachayas on the money itself too? He is Mechamachayas even more, but on the money itself also. If this money goes to Timian, it's his responsibility. He has responsibility. The bank is not responsible.
No, in fact, let's say, for example, all the assets of the bank go under, but the money that I gave them did not go under. Right? Or Fakir, let's say the money that I gave the bank went under, the dollar, right when I gave it to the teller, right after I gave it, there was an armed robbery, but the bank has a lot of other assets. What's going to be? They're going to still have to pay me back, even though the money that I gave him went poof, right? So that means that my Kabbalah Christ wasn't on this specific money, it was just on the assets of the company. So that's Zaitig, that's like our case. You take on Zaitig Christ, if you take on Zaitig Christ, then it's going to Chach be also Midrabanan. Not also midraisa, but also midrabanan. So Mashiach comes out, therefore, that it's taka also midrabanan, but it's not also midraisa.
If they go broke altogether, then he loses everything.
Avada. So I'm saying it's also zaitika Christ. I'm taking on the Christ that if all their assets go under, then even though the chance of all the assets go under is not so shchiya, good, but it's vivait, there is that chance of losing, so therefore, it's only going to be also midrabanan. As I talk to Mashiach, Ramosha really is not coming from here. Ramosha has his blitz angle. Ramosha holds that he's a Shitas Yochid Badova, you should know, that he holds that when you have no to taiche havo midaraisa, the whole mitzvah of havo is that there has to be someone on the other end responsible to pay you back. There has to be some form of shibur aguf. So zayin the shibur aguf is mugbal, and then you can go into these lamdas of karav l'skar and hefset and whatever it is. But vivai, it's set up in a way that milachatchila there is no shibur aguf whatsoever. There is only shibur nechasim. No one owes you to pay. No one has to pay you back, and no one has a mitzvah to pay back a choy. There is no one there that has a chiv to pay you back. There a meishah that's not a shame halvo whatsoever, and not only is it mutim midaraita, but he holds it's even mutim midarabanan because b'chai gavna lagozru chazal. Even though it smells, I called it alvo, and it is alvo, and it's ribbis, and it's like the worst makes a grip. Rav Meir holds that that's not alvo b'chal, because to have it ain't alvo, it has to be someone on the other end that's right to pay you back. Levite, there's no one on the other end. Bank of New York doesn't have to pay me back. There's no one person there to pay me back. It's the company. There's no personal liability, so therefore he said that loss it's so shame of all, and therefore it's muta even lechatchila. That sheet is Rav Moshe, but even without Rav Moshe, I'm trying to bring out is even before Rav Moshe, there was already a Marashag who said that this case is only going to be Asum Adarabanan, and there are major nafkaminas, because if we already know it's Asum Adarabanan, then we can start playing with other tzirufim. It's much easier to play with Suarez and Mexis, and it's much, much easier. And many times we are makel when you lend to a corporation money if you have other tzirufim and snifim to get out of this seemingly it's a derabanan. Or perhaps you could also have a snif that Rav Moshe holds it even mutter. Good, but even if we don't want to rely on Rav Moshe because he's a shittes yachid, everyone argues with Rav Moshe, but, sorry? Okay, good. Rav Scheinberg happened to have a new shita on this whole thing, and Rav Scheinberg will probably tell you, I really not get into it tonight, but he has a shita what a corporation is. Rav Scheinberg will probably tell you that you could even steal from a corporation. He knows that no one owns any money there, and he just says it's not a good idea because you can get caught and chil Hashem and all that, so you know, he'll never tell it to you, Barabim. But if you look through the tshuva that he wrote on his inyanim, you see that he held a corporation is hefka. There's no money. So if I'm lending half, I'm allowed to take money. I'm allowed to do whatever I want to have. He's trying to shake that. He is certainly a sheet of Yochid Vidova. What?
Legally, it's considered a fictitious.
Correct. They created a goyim. Them in the Maram of Prague created a goyim. But yeah, but.
He's only meant to put money in the bank, not to have a loan with them.
No, he's talking about putting money in the bank, so they owe you back. He said the money they're taking, he owes it. There's nothing. Rav Moshe holds that case is also because there is personal liability. It means if you take out a loan from the bank, a mortgage, or even a business loan, but they are makbid on personal liability, then that will be awesome. The whole that is going into the bank, going into them.
No, he owes that to the.
Oh, Larry Scheinberg, yeah, Yesh Ladim is there. I'd rather not. Yeah, I'd rather not, whatever.
Isn't the bank paying the FDIC for this?
I don't know if they're paying. It's mandated. I don't know how the setup is. It could be like a sort of tax pool, like a security pool. It could be like the bituach lami, bituach chaylim, I think, bituach chaylim in Eretz Yisrael. Now it's like there's a tax, and then there's a thing. So in order to be open to engage in business as a bank, you have to pay this tax, and then I don't know how it's structured. I shouldn't really say.
Somebody lends an individual, but it's only secured by property.
But he's personally
achray? He's not personally achray. He can't pay. I can take that property.
But let's say there is no property and he can't pay, but the next day, what?
Somebody has a house, $300,000, somebody lends him $200,000, but the whole security is only the house, not more.
If the house blows up, but the guy is a millionaire, do they have to pay you back? No? It's only on the house? So according to Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe that that's motto.
Law is on a mortgage. If somebody defaults on the mortgage, the bank can only go after the house.
Can't go after the person at all? I know. I just spoke with one of the dayanim in New York, and they said they could, but there's a seid hadvarim how they do it. But they could go after them personally. But you told me again. I hear. But Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, just like when you learn to lend corporation, he said you could do it even without a corporation. Make up with him. He has no shivan aguf, only shivan nechasan. That's Rav Moshe's eitzah. But even all the guys nechasan. As long as he doesn't have, there's no shibur aguf. Yeah, there are people today would like to stretch it. I'm not convinced about that. That's a whole new type of a tukon. Whatever, I'd rather not get into it. We're going to run out of time here. But basically is, one more question.
The fact that a certain bank
from the Tavik loan program without any zman. Does it make a difference? Because the CD, this is month. That's why we did it. Of like in two years, but when you do a deposit, like I know you said a deposit is a halva and stuff, put it when I want, I take it out.
So what? I gave halva and it rated every day you, if I give you halva, forget a bank, I give you halva, I don't know when I'm going to need the money, I might need the money back tonight, I might need the money back in 7 years from now, but every day that the money is sitting by you, you have to pay me back another dollar of ribbit. That's halva b'ribis, a risk
susan.
Oh, no, it's one big halva b'ribis susan every day, all from that initial ketitza. Now, this mashak, even though the mashal, let's say, like one side, you have the shak, that if you makabal, even a chayit gneva aveda that makes a mutter makat chino, he's not saimik on it, and he got it says it's also midraban, because he goes with the other tourism, but you should know that whole halacha altogether. The left after the halacha, the going over there argues with the Ramah, brings right to Mishainim. They says he doesn't see the right from the Trumas Adashin. And he argues and he holds that even if you makabo achayis a gneva vadeidi, even on that very same money, and even if you say halachin schiris, nevertheless, it's still also midrabanan. So lemaisa, you're going to end up with this midrabanan no matter what. Our chalukim was chalukim between our halacha and the Ramah over there. Why don't Ramah argue over here? So it's like a theory in the Ramah. So then we need a three tourism. But la halacha, you already have the going over there. That's machmeh. It's not so posher. You can be mekel like the Ramah and the Shach all together. But it just brings it out. What I only wanted to bring out is that you see it's not also midrash, it's only also midrabanan. Okay, let's move on. We're going to get back to these inyanim of insurance, which with the ikar part of Sifyat Ches when we get to Sifyat Tes. We'll see some chalukim here. All right, let's move on to Ramah. V'yesh matirin. Lahavus la'echod yud beis dinarim. I'm going to lend you 12 dinarim. The deal is the following: v'shiyikne bem schar ala yared. Go to the yared, buy schar for yud beis dinarim. V'shiyiten la'malva b'shuva la'beis yud gimel dinarim. And when the goods get back to the malva, at that point the leiva has to buy them off the malva for 13. So I lent you 12. You're going to buy goods for me. Bring it back to my house. We're going to see who has to bring it back. It's going to come back to my house. At this place, I'm going to now sell it to you for 13. So, Lakoya, at the end of the day, I gave you 12, and you gave me back 13. So, Lakoya, it should be a problem. So, Dr. Ramah, this case is Mata, Ovavad provided, Sheikabal HaMalva HaSchera, V'yolachenu LeBeisai. The Malva should import it back from the Yerid to his house. V'yachrayis HaDerek HaLaMalva. And the Achrayis of the return trip has to be on the Malva. Davi Kimoi, Sheyesh LeChelik Berevach HaSchera, Hoyle Makabal HaBachrayis, V'cheino Gubimei Rashi LeHagel. Came from a Chuvis Rashi on his Edom, Yitzim Dishayel, and Rashi told him this het is mutter, provided that the Achrayis is on the Naisein, and he's going to bring it back. Now, just to take out on the Kuda, so there's a tumult. The Malva has to bring it back. He's a shlik to go buy something on behalf of the Malva, but the Malva is going to schlep it back to his hometown. Where is the loan here? Okay, good. The loan here is that right away, here's 12 dinarim, spend it for 3 months, do what you want with it. But you should know, at the end of the 3 months, I want you to buy schir from the Yerid for 12 and bring it back to my house. My house is really worth more. My house is b'makom hayoyka. Bring it back to my town and I'll actually bring it back. But in my town, when it's worth more, I'm already going to sell it to you for 13. So in my town, it's taka worth 13. It's even worth 14 in my town. So I'm selling to you maybe, if you want, at a discount in my town. But over there, it was only worth 12. That's the deal. That's how it's structured. I'm not going. I want to make money. I'm not doing this to. I'm not in charge of the Gemara. I'm lending you money to make money. The only way I can make money is if we have this deal. You're going to bring it back to my house, and in my house, I'm going to sell it to you for 13.
The labor can sell it to somebody else. Why can't the labor just bring it back with the Malva in the Kabbalah price and there?
Okay, we're going to discuss. It's a good question. A very good question. But let's first understand what's going on here. So if you look at the Taz is a problem that Lashon of the Ramah V'yesh Matin sounds like he's arguing on the Mechaba, and the Shach and everyone in La Halacha say it's two separate cases. It has nothing to do with Mechaba's case. Mechaba's case was Mechaba L'Achrayis, like on the boat, something Zaytik. Here, there is a lumdus to it. And if you look at the Taz, towards the end of Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, he says, in our case, in the Ramah, the Kan ain shum hava elamecha gama. Why? Shamalva zeicha sham bahis chayra. He's zeicher in the square over there when it was worth only 12, so it was 12 for 12. Uvavayoi lebeisai min hayered, when he brings it back, choyze omarkolai, then when it comes back to my house, to Lakewood, when it's worth here more, then I'm going to sell it to him for 13. So basically, I lent him 12. He paid me back 12 because he bought something for me 12 by the Yerid. And at the, when he gave me that item in the Yerid, he started giving me back an item worth 12. So now the Alva is shelved. We finished with the Alva. I'm schlepping it back to my town, and then I'm going to sell it to him for 13. And it's a good deal here, 13. Because really now a place is even worth maybe even 14. So I'm not overcharging him. It's not like I'm getting a place ribbis mucheres because I'm overcharging him on a chayfet or that might even be ribbis ktutu we discussed once. That, I'm not doing that. By our town, the taka worth more than 13. And I'm selling to him here for more. So l'chayr, you have to know what the chiddush b'chal is. L'chayr, what happened here? I gave him a hava and he came, paid me back.
I'm
mechayv him to buy it, zayin. Mechayv him to buy it, but the din that he has to buy it is a fair deal. He's get, over here it's worth more than 13, so I'm mechayv him to buy for a fair price. So what could be possibly the problem? And Moshe asks, why b'chlal do you need the malva to have to import it back? So God is achrayim bother why you need the malva to import it back. L'chayr, this should be like our halacha we learned last week, that all you need to do is be mekabel achrayis on the way back. Hanoi that we discussed last week, because we're talking about schayr and the schayr bismanoi of the Ramad didn't pass. Good. So, but I'll pay you. I'll pay you for the tircha, and I'll keep achrayis like that. What could be wrong? Why do I have to bring it back? And they try to munch it. Maybe over here it looks.
Correct.
But why it seems, so you want to say it's lav davka, and the only reason why the malva has to bring it back is because he's a cheapskate, he doesn't want to pay for the schar tircha. I hear, yeah, you could do that too. But it sounds, when the Akronim want to be medayik, it sounds from here, and they're misopic about it, that could be here, bedavka the malva has to take on the import. Bedavka has to take on the tircha of bringing it back. And someone suggests, maybe this type of schar, because here it looks worse, because over there, you're getting back the goods, here you attack a fourth England to buy it back at 13, this looks a little worse. You have to know. The Kavizat says on this Taz, on this Oifen that I described the case to you was that the Mava brought it back and then sold it to this Loivna. The Kavizat says this is a pshit, you don't even need a Ramah for this. He doesn't see what's going on here. And therefore he says that the case really is, he argues with the Taz, the case really is slight difference in the Taz. And that is, I sold it to the guy over there by the Yerid. I lent him $12. I told him, here's the deal. Go buy something at Yerid for $12. Give it to me. When you give it to me, the halva is finished with. Then at the Yerid, I'm going to sell it to you for $13, payable when it comes back to my house. Payable when it gets to Lakewood, when in Lakewood it's worth a higher price. But you should know, already at the Yerid, the deal was a done deal, that you owe me $13. So now, l'chayr, the people, you should be jumping. L'chayr, the halacha is, that you muscle your du'af, the shar kavua, you now let it charge more ba'akafa. We learned that at the beginning of the siman. So, but in the yurid, this chayr is only worth $12. And I'm selling it, one second, I'm selling it to the lokach at the yurid for $13 payable at a later date. So it's something which is definitely worth only 12, payable at a later date for 13. So that should be that I was
going
to
do.
To schlep it back, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. And that's basically maybe what you were saying. But the Chavizah says the reason why this is Mata is you see that alone wouldn't be Mata because you see you have to be Makabal Achrayis as well, not just for the Tircha. I mean, Zvay says the price is more than just the Tircha of the schlepping. So the Chavizah says the reason why this is Mata is because since the Malva was Makabal Achrayis on the goods till he comes back to Lakewood. So it's as if the Mechira doesn't take place till Lakewood, because if it doesn't ever get back to Lakewood, there's no Mechira. Like it blows up on the way, you owe me nothing. So the Mechira only kicks in when it gets back to Lakewood. And in Lakewood, it's worth more than 13. It's worth at least 13. Oh, one second. In Lakewood, it's worth more than 13, or at least 13. So the Mela, there's no problem. When the price goes down, as they check the chavetaz, and I feel them to learn the price will go down when it gets back to Lakewood. Even on that side, it's still going to be muta, because going back in time, 3 days before when we were sitting at Yerin, and I told you I have goods in Lakewood, and Lakewood the price, I mean not yet, but they're going to be in Lakewood, and it's as if I'm selling it to you in Lakewood, and those goods in Lakewood, in 3 days Pasha should be worth more. So even if it's taka worth less in Lakewood at a later date, but you can't tell me the reason why I'm charging you more is because of Amtanas Mois. Because the deal doesn't go through till it gets back to Lakewood. So you don't see a Mexican Yerid. It's not a Shach Kavua. The old Shach Kavua was at the Yerid. But when I'm telling you I'm delivering you the goods in Lakewood, and the sale is only going to be Nigma in Lakewood, and in Lakewood, at the time of this Ketzitza, it's worth at least 13. And very, you're talking when we get to Lakewood, it's still be worth that. So even if it goes down, we don't see the Mefarish, so to speak. We don't see the Amtanas Mois. The reason, we don't see the Aganata. The reason why I charge you more is not because the Aganata. The reason I charge you more because in Lakewood, the goods are worth more. So therefore, like the Chavazad, this case is Mota. And that's what the Ramah really means to say. It's not a geisha because it's really not in Lakewood yet. He says the reason why it's mut is because the mechira didn't take place to Lakewood, and to quote his lashon is therefore the hasvah wasn't mafkil to Lakewood. Every time I charge you more on an item, it's because we view it as hasvah. Because the deal was done today, so now you owe me money ready for the goods today. So now the reason why you're paying me later, because it's a halva, I'm extending you credit, so the halva is already today, and you're paying me at a later date this halva with more money, instead of 12, 13, so that extra dollar is the ribbits on this halva that came Machmas Mekak. I sold you something, you owe me the money. So the Chavadas, the deal wasn't Nigmar till it gets back to Lakewood. You don't owe me anything yet. You only owe it to me when it gets to Lakewood. At that second that I got to Lakewood, that's when the Mechir is called, that's when the halva kicks in. Oh, but no problem. Then I'm allowed to sell to you then for 13, because in Lakewood it's like worth 13. So at that point, it was a fair deal. Now, even though at that point it might have gone down already in price and it's not a fair deal, but good, when we made the ketitza now, it, for that point, we don't see the aganat. It's not shumasa yadua, because it's your talking is going to be worth 13 then. Is that worthwhile to pay more? And, I mean, why can't he just buy it here? If he had the money here, he would buy that same thing here for $12, right? So why is he buying it for $13 later on? Tarsus says because he takes trapped for cash. He doesn't have the money. He's going to pay it later on. So the chayit should be...
The price may go off.
Oh, he was taking that risk. Okay, so that's basically what the Chavazdas are trying to say, that risk could cover the price and makes it oishu masa yadua. Now, we had a halakha before, just to remind the Olam. If you go back to Sif Yud Dalad, the Ramah said a similar case, not exactly, but a similar case, where I'm making up with you a deal now that I'm going to sell you something now, payable at a later date. What is the later date? Whenever you physically take possession of the goods. The kinyan is done right now. And right now, let's say it's only worth 12. But I'm telling you, we're not going to lock in $12 price. We're going to lock in the price when you physically take possession. Whenever you pick up the goods from me, whatever the shares were then, that's when it is. And on that, the Ramah says, "In Meikolai Belai Kitzur, Kigoin Shemakolai Sheva Chavis, Vamalo Tishalem Likol Hachavis, Kimoishi Yasha Beisha Tika Kochavis Ishari, Avagav Da'akshav Enu Shava Kolkak Etzomota." And we explain there that the Avnei Nezer, the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains the reason why it's mota is because even though in Halacha you made the Ma'aseh Kinyan, you owe me the money already, but Beinei Ha'am, you don't owe me the money till you take possession of the goods. Till it's delivered, you don't owe me anything. So therefore, they look as if the deal is only first completed at the time you take possession, at the time of delivery. And if at the time of delivery that's the price, we don't see Amtanas Mois here. We don't see that I'm charging you more because of the Amtana. Now, the halakha over there is mutter even if the lokeh takes on a kriyas. The Rambam doesn't say it has to be the Moichah take on Achrayis. I couldn't say even if the Lakeach over there takes on Achrayis, that these goods, these Chaviyas blow up in the cellar, in the warehouse, that's it, the Labai is going to have to pay, tough luck. Still, it's Mutter because we don't see any overpaying. We don't see any price that he's paying more for the Aganata because it's a rightful time to pay. You pay at the time of delivery, and at that time, that's the price. When?
Good, very good.
So here the Akronim, some Akronim is, so why did the Chavizdat, and he's touching up to Ramot, and means now, why did the Ramot say that this is only Mota? If the Achrayis HaDerech is on the Malva, even if the Achrayis HaDerech should be on the Loiva, it should be Mota for the same reason. The Loiva is only taking possession of these goods when it reaches Lakewood, and in Lakewood it's worth more. So what could be the problem? Why is the Rashi, the Ramah, insisted that it has to be that the chayis is on the malcha. And I believe that the Teretz is like Rafal is saying, not 100%, but I believe that for the Chavis Das, that's what you have to say. Is that the Chavis Das, we're trying to say like what Shlomi was bothered with, that the hetik here is, even when by the time it gets to Lager, it's worth less. So, Bishlam with Ramah over there was, whatever it is at the time of delivery, that's the shah. I'm willing to pay that. So the time of delivery was worth 13, I'll pay you 13. If the time of delivery is worth 9, I pay you 9. So Dr. Ramah over there, we don't see any overpaying because we view the time to pay the time of delivery, and you're paying the right price for the time of delivery. But Shengen the Chavis Das is saying that this case is mutter, even if later on it's going to go down in price. Right, Rashi was giving an eitzah what to do for these people who want to make money like this. What's the eitzah? He's giving an eitzah even if it goes down. The guy wants to be secure that he's making money here. So the eitzah is even if at a later date, even by the time it reaches Lakewood, by the time it's Magia, Lebeis, Shalom, Malfa, it's worth less, still it's muta. So if you're going to tell me you only have the achrayis on the lekeach, and the deal was already done in the Yerid, that's going to be a problem, because by the time it reaches Lakewood, and the delivery is in Lakewood, it's only worth 9. That's going to smell. Why am I paying you 13? Zok the Chavis Das, but if the Chayis remains on the Malva, then we view that the whole sale didn't take place till then, and the whole Halva, what he calls it, from the sale, the whole extending credit of the sale first takes place then. So Memele is fine. I, Bimkoim, then it might be worth less. Big deal. At that point, it's worth less, but at the time of the Mechira, big deal. Are you going to tell me now I was cut such a price? Now I was cut such a price because it was taka worth more, it was worth 13 then. It might go up, might go down. We don't see it. It's machmas da hamtona. As B, we see that the sale took place then. I mean, as long as the malva maintains that chayis, we see first the sale taking place later on. But if the sale should take place now, because the labor was makabal chayis, then the chavis das wouldn't be matter if later down it went to nine. But in a chanami, if it went, it stayed at 13 later on, in a chanami, the chavis das would be matter even if the malva doesn't take on the chayis, just like we had before in the Ramah. Maybe. All right. If the loiver brought it back for some reason, it sounds like there's a problem. Only on matter this case, if the mother actually did the physical transporting the goods. Sorry? Even with the chayis and everything. Correct. All right. Let's move on to Sif Yud Tes. Losei Zokta Rivosh, this is the second half of Sif Yud Tes in terms of the chayis. This type of insurance policy is the typical case like we do it. Losei Chof Lichin, I want to pay an insurance company Chof Lichin, Lemisha Yavtiach, Kuf, Sheyesh Labisina. I have 100 litrin worth of goods on the Sina. I can't absorb such a risk, take such a risk. I pay an insurance company. Here's 20 litrin. If anything happens to the goods, you're achroi. That's mutter. Now, l'chayra, in the event something happens to the goods, this should be rivet. I gave you $20, and a week later, when the goods go under, you're giving me back $100. I gave you 20, you could already spend it right now. I paid the premium on the first of the month. You spend it right now, it's a halva to the company, so to speak, and he's paying me back later on money of $100. See, Elamai can tell me that the Svina might not go under, and then I'll lose my $20 I gave him. Good. Should be tzad echud beribis. I can't lend you money, then on the one, if it rains tomorrow, you have to give me a ribis. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, you don't have to give me a ribis. That's tzad echud beribis. It's awesome. So here too, I'm giving you $20. On the tzad that the boat goes under, you have to give me $100 back. And on the tzad it doesn't go under, you keep the $20, you don't have to give me back. When the tzad goes under, why are you giving back $100?
$20 back.
You're giving me more, the 20 plus another 80. You're not giving me chvetim. It's not like I'm buying an item. Every insurance, you're having a payout with money. So I'm giving you $20 and you're giving me back $100. Why isn't that ribbit?
You're
not giving back anything. On the case something goes wrong, you're giving back $100.
But if it does,
that's what you're doing. You get yesh b'kam
asayim mana. In return for that money,
if you're paying for something, you're paying.
In other words, say you're doing something. So you see that it's double.
Okay, so basically, what the Olam is suggesting that this is not a halva in the luft. What I'm doing really is that I'm buying something. It's not tangible, but I'm buying a chayis. I'm paying $20 on a chayis called a chayis. I'm buying the chayis from the insurance company, which is cost $20. Now, once I have that chayis, and you want your mechuyev mishubet to pay me just in case the cargo goes. So if you pay me, you're paying me because of the chayis that I generated from this premium. But I'm buying right now a chayis called a chayis. Just like I could buy apples, and I could buy pears, and I could buy a paideisa, I could buy anything. I'm buying, and it's carved with sky, because it might go up, might go down, the boat might go under, the boat might not go under. So I'm buying something. And we know, when you have a mekach, or memkar, if it's carved with zel or zeh, we say that's muta. By havah, that's tarech abiribis, it's awesome. So if you, normally, in order to establish a mekach, it's because I give money, and you give me back a chevet. That makes mekach. Money for money, chevetz for chevetz, we always said that's halvah. Money for chevetz is a mekach. So I give you money on a chevetz, much easy chovetz, or these case of padeses, these where the dynamics are. If it's karv lezeh lezeh, then it's going to be mutter. But shaken here, it's a big chiddush. I'm giving you money, and you're giving me back money. That stinks. That's halvah. Teretz says, no, it's not considered a halvah. I am buying a chevetz called a chreis. Now look in the Taz, really you have to know. So what's the chilek then between Sifyut Ches and Sifyut Taz? Why Sifyut Ches is this also the inverted way of getting an insurance policy? Because over there, the insurance policy gave the halvah to the policyholder, gave it to the bala goods of the Svina. So there, it's a loan there. He's not buying anything. Right? He's the one who's taking on the crisis big, just in case the goods go under. So there, the insurance company is the malva. So there, he's not buying anything. So in the case the goods go under, all right, I lost my money. But if it doesn't go under, and you're going to give me back 24, that's a regular money for money, and that's halva, and that's going to be awesome. Meshenkin over here, you could say, I'm buying something. I'm buying your achrayis. So if you look in the Taz of Katnamed Beis, he brings down the revosh, but he gives it, but Shanais and Tom, he gives a why we look at it like that. He says, "Ain't there next shav in the middle? Ain't there next shav like domus mois? The noisin lechaf lichin b'shvil sheitin laakakak meir lichin. She yidua shein noisin lemeir lichin b'shvil like domus chaf lichin. Everyone knows that this is like even more extreme than loan sharking. It's not 20 for 100. So that makes it clear to us that it can't be a halva. This structure is not makas halva. Now, once we know it's not makas halva, so what is it? So it's only the reason why I'm giving you the 20 is because of the hefset. So the second you are makabla chayit, the second I buy this insurance, right then and there, the $20 is yours for keeps. The insurance company keeps its money. It's not halva to them. I can't get that money back. It's theirs for keeps. It's theirs. It's finished. Trust, if later on something happens to the boat, then they owe me a chayis. But he says the reason why he touches up the structure is because it's clear that it's not machmas halva, because everyone knows you're not going to pay 100 for 20. That's outrageous. So clearly it must be structured that the 20 is for a chayis called an insurance policy, and now you're paying me back just in the event something goes on under. But the $20, the base may even says in a similar case, that the $20 is not our vote. That $20 is yours, the insurance company, to keep no matter what. If let's say I gave the $20 to the insurance company and then I change my mind, I can't get that $20 back. That $20 is finished. Maybe I can break my policy in the middle, so they'll prorate it. Good, but whatever transpired already, whatever went on, that insurance, that's it. You deduct. That money is gone. I can't get that money back. Once I can't get that money back, it's not over. V'oid, zeh shezeh ke'in knash mischayev atzmai. In order to have over with ribis, the Rashba says that it has to accumulate over time. But of a one-time knas, the Rashba says that that's not considered over with ribis, and that's mutter. And we pass, and Rashba himself says that if it's machmas mois, it's a regular over, even a one-time knas is also. As a line, maybe midrabanan, but it's also. But if it's, let's say, schiris, if it's derek mekach or memka, one time knas is mutter, and that's the makor for everyone who does. When you rent out something, you rent a house, and you say, if you don't pay me by the 7th of the month, you're going to get hit with a $50 knas. Why isn't that ribis? The reason why it's not ribis is because it's a one time knas, machmas mekach. But that lumdis he throws in as well, that it's a one time knas, so that's fine. Mashenkein, he says, interesting, if you look in the revash, that in the case of sifyut ches, that's not considered a one time knas. That if the boat comes back to shore, you have to pay me 24. He says, because every mile, every step that the boat gets closer to the shore, slowly the odds are increasing in the favor of the malva. So slowly he sees his $20 accruing to 24. Big chiddush. But he sees it slowly, even though you can't be half pregnant. It's either nothing or everything, 24, depending if the boat eventually makes it. But every mile that the boat gets closer to home, he sees the odds are going down, and he sees the $20 now worth 21 and 22 and 23. So Mamele, he says that that's not considered one time knas, and therefore that's also.
That's what mice anyway.
It's mice anyway. Here too is mice anyway. We're just using it as a sniff. You have to know why But at least the shot why this is mutter is because they view it as a mekach. There's a chefetz called achrayis. Such once you have that chefetz called achrayis insurance, so the mele has all the hagdaras of mekach and skarv lezel lezen if it's mutter.
If you see it growing, it's the same thing as insurance policy because the etzim is a time related issue. That's clear. Because it's clear for 6 months. The boat is on the water 6 months. If it's three, I don't pay half as much.
Right. No, but but in your test, it's the other way around. The guy is giving $20 to the company.
20 to 24.
No, but it's the other way around. If the boat makes it back to the shore, he gets nothing back in return. So the only way that the malva, so to speak, the insurance policy holder, the balabot, will get paid is if the boat goes under. Every step of the way the boat gets closer to the shore, it's getting further away from going under. So it's fakir. The only reason why you get the payout is that one time knas when the boat goes under. So that's why it's going to be mota. So
what
is that you're at least going to get back your original capital? At least you don't have to. Even on the tzad that you might even lose karen, it's still going to be also tzadak beribis. But here there's a new mussar. You can create a mechira on loft, on insurance. You bought insurance. There's nothing. But you.
Why can't you say that? When you're borrowing money, you're paying for a
chayv,
it's called money.
You're buying a chayv? No, the sheep of the chayv, that's what the Torah asks. But here, you're buying insurance which is not pegged to the chayv, it's something zaytik, which is worth it, and that's the derek. So therefore, it's one more question.
When you say korv is there, korv is there, does that have to be exactly even?
No, but it's something reasonable. Hey, this is not
obviously it's not even.
No, they have to do a little bit more to make money. Yeah, but that's the shtega, that's normal how to sell that square. Now, once we're on this topic, let me just develop this a little bit. So let's go through every type of insurance. You have insurance of, in this case, a transportation, very good. You insured your shipment, you go to UPS, you pay an extra dollar for insurance, that's fine. Then you have health insurance, same thing. I give out, face $1,000 a month, whatever it is, and they're going to pay back. Now, Kulila, if the family needs more in payouts that year, they're going to get more. If they need less, they get less. Same problem, of course, should be a river's problem, same periods. Is that it's not a problem because you're buying what we call insurance. Good. And the same thing, let's say, with maybe you could say the same pashas. You could say the same thing as with, certainly you could say the same thing with car insurance, same thing, just in case the car gets into an accident. It's a one-time knas. But we could stretch and go even to life insurance.
Two different types of life insurance. One is a problem, according to this, because there's one you can take money out.
Annuities, like type of thing, whatever. Yeah, it grows with you. But let's take term life insurance, really death insurance. It's not life insurance, it's death insurance. You only get paid if the guy dies. Right, we don't call fire insurance, not fire insurance in case of fire, life insurance in case the guy dies, it's called death insurance. But they tried that, it never sold, so they changed and they called it life insurance. So true, in the 1916, whatever that happened, someone came up with Chokmah, let's package it, it's life insurance. Now all of a sudden everyone's buying it. Okay, good, so you buy death insurance, it's a one-time payout if the guy dies, right? So the death insurance. Now, the same thing, it's not growing, it's that one time when and if. Although we sort of know that we all belong to that club of people who end up dying, so we know that this is going to eventually happen, but we don't know when, so maybe we could stretch it that it's for the insurance. But it's a little more difficult, because then we know for sure it's going to happen. And at that... Oh, if you have term insurance. Good, but if you have... Okay, good. Whole life. What is it called? Full life?
Whole life.
If you have whole life, so then we could start discussing different issues, but maybe your payouts over the year... for the next 60 years will be more than they'll pay you back. But it usually doesn't happen like that. At the end of the day, when the person dies, he's going to get back more than he gave the company. Okay, but if I lend somebody money, I say, don't pay me back, pay somebody else back, that's ribis ksutso. I mean, dinarv is good. So you have to know if you could stretch it to life insurance. But let's try to, before I get to the next type of insurance, what happens if, typical thing, the insurance you always see, that if you pay up front, it's one rate, but if you pay semi-annually, pay quarterly, we're going to have a larger rate. There's a $4 fee for secretarial work, and then some they pad on a little bit more. Clearly, this is like a Hamtonis Mois type of a setup. So we know till now that whenever you structure two different sharim, I'm selling you a gemara, it's $10 now or $12 if you pay me later, that's going to be a problem. So the Achronim say that maybe this should be the same problem. It's no problem to pay up front in full, but the problem is if you pay later on quarterly, and every time you paying a little more than you are supposed to had you paid initially, that should be the same problem of two different structures. There is a svar to say maybe not, and that is that there's a halacha by schiris, where by schiris that's the exception to the rule. By schiris you are allowed to have a double structure. Pay me at the beginning of the month, at the end of the month. And the svar is because ain't schiris mishtalem, it's a little bit like when you finish getting the hishtamshes. So some achrenim want to say, and therefore you're allowed to have this dual structure. Either way is the shas hamechira. There's no delayed payment ever. We don't see a halva being extended. So there's no credit ever. So they want to say that by the insurance company it's the same thing, that if you pay at the beginning, that's the mechir done, and if you pay at the end, that's when you got the full damages of the insurance. So therefore they want to say maybe had that had to. It's a big stretch, but maybe. I'd rather think that at least if they structure it like this, because anyway, even when they do quarterly, they don't tell you pay at the end. They pay at the beginning of each quarter, beginning of semi-annually. They always want the money at the beginning. They're not waiting to the end. So then we could determine it like this. You want to buy a full 12-month policy, so we'll pay you up front. This is the price. You want to have 2 6-month policies, well, the first 6 months is going to be that. If you'd like later on to buy another 6-month policy, I'm going to charge you a different price. That's something else. So it could be maybe that's how it's structured. If not, we could structure it like that, that we're buying it piecemeal, and therefore we don't see one mechir with two different prices. I gave you a choice. Either you buy one mechir 12 months, or you buy 4 different mechirs of 3 months apiece. Now, once we're on the topic of insurance, such as Ferais, with a different form of insurance, which is not Pashat at all, and doesn't have Pashat Ziz Hater, and that is that there's something called I think it's long-term, but what is it, health, you know, just in case Nebuch, the person...
Long-term health care.
So we're paying odds. They're hoping that the guy Nebuch will die yesterday, and you're hoping you're going to live a long time, right? So basically, you're paying someone to daven that you're going to die young. That's long-term health care.
Health care is not for
dying. For your needs when you grow older, nursing home or whatever it is. Right, so they're hoping that the guy will die yesterday. This is why they parted, they don't have the achrayis. And this guy's hoping he'll live a long life and should eventually need this care because he would like to live to a ripe old age of 120. So you're paying somebody, the Dibre Chaim says, his catch, why, in his days, why he said that paying for death insurance, life insurance is fine. For care, he said that you're paying people to be mispalel that you should live long. That's because they hope that you're going to live. This is faket. You're paying people to be mispel that you should die young. So that's the case. Or remain healthy. You're right. Either die young or remain healthy till the last second. Right. Okay. You're right. Ask them which way they want to daven for. They're davening for both.
You're mispel that an insurance company should make a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's not.
You get both policies from the same company, then they have to be misfollowed if you stay healthy for 120.
Okay, good. Excellent, good. Okay, so now, given that the case, this is not partial at all. What am I doing? I'm giving out, let's say, $1,000 now to have a payout, or you can have sometimes annuities that they pay a set rate every month, like a Social Security benefits. I pay out over my working life X amount of dollars to be guaranteed from 65 and older a set $500 a month, whatever it is. Now, it's a gamble. If the guy dies at 70, he lost money. If the guy dies at 90, he made money. So on the side that he lives long and is going to be getting back from the Social Security fund or getting back from the insurance company more than he gave them, that should be the same problem of ribbis. And here, you don't have the svar. Let's go one by one. Let's take the second svar. It's a one-time knas. It's not a one-time knas. It's accruing every single month. I gave you $1,000 up front. Every month I want, now I'd may have asked him $1. So if you keep the $1,000 for 1 month, it's $1. If you keep the $1,000 for 10,000 months, you owe me $10,000. So you certainly don't have the heta of the reverse, the second heta of a one-time knas. And even the first heta, one could argue, his whole heta was that we structured, you're buying an insurance. Now, why was he forced to say that you're buying the chavis called insurance, which doesn't exist? He created a new chavis called insurance. Why? He said, because it's ein minas ein, what's his lashon? She do it. She ain't nothing like Meir Lichon b'shvel Hakdam is Chav Lichon. Everyone knows 20 is not 100. It's loan sharking. Over a period of 2 months, I'm going to go from 20 to 100. It's clearly not Machmas Dahava. Machenkin over here, it's very Yitachin. If you look at the rates, Faket, most of the time, Grada, statistically, you're going to even get back more than you gave them. The reason why they do it is because they have your money now where they can invest and make 6%, 10% a year, and they're going to outperform their payments to you. So statistically, if you want to know, do they pay out more than they receive? They definitely pay out more than they receive. But they even receive, they reap profits of those money that they receive more than they pay out. So that's where they're in the investing game. These insurance companies are heavily invested. That's how they make their money. So yes, they're doing it because they plan on making money, but you know, or it's yitachein, that you're going to get more money than you give them, and it's a very reasonable deal. It's not that it's a dover muzar that you're giving 20 and getting back 100, so you don't have that hochoch anymore of the rivash, that we know if you do it, it's not machmas davar, and therefore with toilets, it's machmas insurance. You don't have that hochoch anymore, so if you lost the second sort of the rivash, and you lost the hochoch, so now you might not even have the first part of the rivash, so this should be awesome. And this...
What about
the one second. And this case is very discussed in the Piskei Tshuva. It's a Marit, it's a Knesset HaGdol, it's a Sheilas Yaivet, it's a Beis Meir. It's in Kuf Samek, Sifkanei, in the Piskei Tshuva. Discussed that L'chay, you don't have these Svaris anymore, so L'chay, it should be Asa. And the Sheilas Yaivet says the Taki is Asa. He says maybe it's Asa only with Rabbanan, but it's Asa. But everyone else, and the Dibri Goyim says, the Achra, Pukhaz Imam Adabar, they hold that this is Mutta, is that the Achra is that even though we don't have the Achacha anymore of the Rivash, but the same Svar of the Rivash, that you're buying a Chafetz called insurance, long-term healthcare insurance, whatever, you're buying a Chafetz, and therefore it's Mutta. You're not giving them, even though we know the only reason why they're doing it is Machas Tavar, that's where they stand to profit. But you're buying, what you're doing is, I'll get to one second, you're buying a product called insurance, and therefore he wants to say that it's mutter, and the base major is massive. The achok, even if you're under the achok of the revolt, you have a new achok. If the second you bought the insurance, you want the money back, jump in the leg. We're not giving you the money back. They can't pay you the money back, and you can't get the money back. So it's not a typical avar. It's a chavitz you bought, and we have to see how the chavitz materializes, how it's realized. Will the guy live long and need health care, or will he not live long? And therefore, it's the same type of sorrow. But this already is not part. This already is a machlokes. Give me the structure. What's the case?
The structure is, you know, once past the age of 65, I get $100 a month.
So that's going to be the same type of a problem. That's like a social security. It's the same type of problem.
Is there any kabbalah achrayus over here? Is there any sale of achrayus, or is it?
Yeah, I'm buying that insurance. That is, I'm buying that insurance that I live longer. And I'm going to need food. I'm going to need
health care. Is totally on something happening.
Right, even that. But I need to live on. So I need money to live on. So I'm buying.
I'm going to keep on giving you money.
So that might be a little worse, but that was a similar case that the Piskei Tshuva was talking about, that he gave money to a...
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.